Memphis.
Okay, here we are.
Chattanooga, Knoxville.
Okay, just over in close to Tennessee in North Carolina is a big resort town. Starts with an A. You can go that one. A-S-H-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Nashville.
Okay, the biggest seaport in Georgia, the city that starts with an S.
Savannah.
And there's another big city down in southern Georgia. Starts with a C.
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana is further inland.
Been a few days since I've been in school.
Yeah, I don't know if you studied this at all, but it's a French name. It means red stick.
Still don't know.
B-A-T-O-N.
Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and the French Baton Rouge is a stick. Rouge is red, and it's mm-hmm. red stick, which I mean, not to live. Okay, what is the big city in southern Ohio? Oh, baseball team there. Up the C. It's on the river.
That's nice.
And then the other big city in the Ohio River.
Akron?
This one starts with an L. It's right on the river there at the bend. There's a bat made there, a baseball bat.
That's close.
No, that's close. And it starts with L. L-O-U-I-S.
Lane L.
Yeah, the Louisville Slugger baseball game, maybe. Okay, if you're traveling, you're going from a certain town to another town, and you want to know how far it is from here there, you say, how many
miles?
Somebody wants you to go someplace with them, and you're not sure you want to. You say, well, I don't know
if I want to or not.
And you're talking about someone who's pretty sick and not feeling better yet. You say, well, it seems to me
like he's not doing very well.
Okay, you're asked to go someplace, but your husband is not invited. You say, well, I'm not going.
Because he is not.
And if you're trying to get the person to invite both of you, you say, well, I won't go.
Unless he does.
And complain because your daughter didn't help you with the dishes after supper, you say. She went off playing.
And I had dishes to do.
She could have been helping me.
Wash the dishes.
Man, it's funny and good natured. You like him. You say, I like him.
Because he's fun to be with.
If two people become members of your church, you say they...
They joined the church.
In church, we pray to...
Pray to God.
Now, I don't imagine that either of you use any profanity.
No.
Do you know any expressions that you want to tell me that people in the community might use? I'm sure you don't use it.
I don't know that much about profanity because none of my family does.
My first husband, they haven't used the word son.
And he didn't use any which he was doing.
Goddamn. That was his two main flings.
I've got a husband and six boys, and none of them ever use it. I never hear. Oh, I guess they might if they was mad away from me, but they don't never around me.